From the Heart, December 13. Preparation for Jesus' Coming. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is soon coming, and it is for us who believe this solemn truth to give the warning to the world. We should show by our dress, our conversation, and our actions, that our minds are fixed on something better than the business and pleasures of this short life. We are but pilgrims and strangers here, and should give some evidence that we are ready and waiting for the appearing of our divine Lord. Let the world see that you are journeying from this to a better land, dear reader, to an immortal inheritance that passeth not away. That you cannot afford to devote your life to the things of this world, but that your concern is to prepare for the home that awaits you in the kingdom of God. How shall we make this preparation? It is by bringing our appetites and passions into subjection to the will of God and showing in our lives the fruits of holiness. We must deal justly, love mercy, and walk humbly before God. We must let Christ into our hearts and homes. We must cultivate love, sympathy, and true courtesy one to another. Our lives should be consecrated to the good and happiness of others, as was our Savior's. This is the joy of angels and the work in which they are ever engaged. The spirit of Christ's self-sacrificing love is the spirit that pervades heaven and is the source of its blessedness. And it must be our spirit if we would be fitted to join the society of the angelic host. In proportion as the love of Christ fills our hearts and controls our lives, selfishness and love of ease will be overcome. It will be our pleasure to minister to others and to do the will of our Lord, whom we hope soon to see. We should do right because it is right, and not to avoid punishment, or for fear of some great calamity that may come upon us. I want to do right for the pleasure I have in righteousness. There is so much happiness to be found in doing good here. So much satisfaction in doing the will of God, so much pleasure in receiving His blessing. Then let us show that we are men and women of sound judgment, choosing our portion not in this world, but in that which is to come. Let us stand at our post, faithful in the discharge of every duty, having our lives hid with Christ in God, that when the Chief Shepherd shall appear, we shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.